Lopajamnian has said that 80% of the yogis he's known who have entered the stream did so while listening to the Dhamma. He also said that most were lay women or nuns. What are your thoughts? I don't know. I don't have the powers to know that. But certainly the in terms of when looking to the suttas, then the vast majority, even more than 80%. So when we read the suttas, the experience of entering the stream is while listening to Dhamma. So that is a strong conditioning factor for being able to that, because one of the other one of the other epithets or words that's used for one who's entered the stream is one who has attained to right view. Or there's another one that is one with, say, complete right view. So that arising of right view is a distinguishing characteristic of one who's entered the stream. So that oftentimes the trigger for that rearranging of view so that it aligns itself with Dhamma. And it certainly happened when listening to Dhamma. And in listening to Dhamma in particular, of course, as I was yesterday when I was talking about the stock phrase in the suttas of the when the person who's listening to become calm, become sort of steady, become eager and trustful. There's a sense of there's a settling because of listening to the teacher. But it's also that person has to be allowing themselves to become settled and to listen with interest and listen with a mind that's ready to receive the Dhamma. So that is a conditioning factor. So, and Ajahn Chah was somebody who never really talked very much about attainments, either his own or other people, so that he would most often just talk about the factors to be attending to or to be developing in order to prepare that ripeness of heart.